It's time once again for the Crack Man Podcast, hosted by A1 Foundation Crack Repairer. I'm Darren Kincaid, and I'm here with the crack daddy himself, Adam Tracy. Adam has 15 years of experience in the construction industry, and as a civil engineer, is A1 Foundation's resident engineer on staff, solving a plethora of unique foundation problems every day. This podcast provides expert basement waterproofing, concrete repair, and preventative maintenance tips for homeowners and businesses. A1 Foundation's valuable insight will help avert the disaster of a flooded basement, health problems at water infiltration, and protect your biggest investment, your home. The topic of today's podcast, how can I waterproof my basement before I finish it? So Adam, if a homeowner is spending a lot of money to finish their basement, it's only natural that they want some kind of guarantee that they won't have to rip it up in a year to fix a water leak. Is there something you can do to waterproof a basement to prevent water leaks?
Yeah, this is a common area where people are looking at making a huge renovation project, and basement renovations can be easily tens of thousands of dollars depending on what you're looking to do in the foundation. And so we often get the question as well, I'd like you to come out and look to see what else we can do here besides what's already been done, because I'm going to be investing in this property and the last thing I want to do is just rip it apart. And so it's important to understand kind of what the foundation is. And a lot of times these houses that are looking to be finished are going to be a poured concrete foundation. And most of these foundations that are going to be finished of poured concrete are usually in the last, I'll say, 20 to 30 years after construction. So it's something that is, in the grand scheme of things, is a relatively newer construction versus something that would be like a stone foundation. So it's important to understand, number one, is there any water, any signs of moisture in the foundation to begin with? And a lot of times people say, well, no, I've never had water. There's no issues in here. I've lived here for 10, 15 years and never seen a drop. And that's great. So it kind of moves into the category of like very much preventative work. On the side where we see like a lot of efflorescence, which is that kind of white chalkiness on the walls, they might have foundation cracks that are around that aren't leaking. But whether or not they're going to leak is going to be a question. So usually we do a kind of initial evaluation with a customer to see, okay, what issues are present or not present and kind of what path do we need to go on? The first easiest way to do is that if there's any sort of flaw in the foundation, whether it's a crack, whether it's around a pipe penetration that has like chalkiness around there, tie rods that are exposed and open so you can see the metal post. These are simple things that should be repaired ahead of time because eventually over time with changing weather patterns, freezing, thawing cycles, these areas are going to be exposed and eventually water will come through. You know, we joke that there's only two types of cracks. There's ones that leak and ones that are going to leak. We just don't know when. And when you put up the walls and you insulate the foundation and you finish the basement and you're using it as living space, before you know it, you might have a water issue. And now it's really hard to source what the issue is there. So preventative crack repair and touching up the foundation weak points is usually the first line of defense against anything that looks suspicious. If everything looks good and you're not having any signs of cracking or any older repairs that need attention, there's really only a few things you can really do without spending tremendous amounts of money on exterior work. So if you're looking on the interior side of the foundation, there are spray applications and paint applications that we can actually apply to the foundation that will enhance the waterproofing efforts that you already have on the outside. So in a house that was built in the last, we'll call it 30 years, you might see kind of a tar that's been applied to the outside. That is a basement waterproofing tar or foundation waterproofing tar. It helps prevent water from actually penetrating into the pores of the concrete. And you can apply something like that on the inside that is paintable, that is something that goes on clear. It actually kind of plugs all the pores of the concrete there. It's a crystallized quartz-based material. It kind of plugs all of it there so that you don't have that moisture transmission coming into the basement. So it's part of the evaluation process to really find out what is the right path for you, because the last thing you want to do is invest in a $50,000 renovation project to come to find out you needed to do $1,000 repair ahead of time. Or the other flip side is that if the foundation is looking really good and you don't have a ton of things there, maybe investing in $1,000 worth of repair ahead of time versus $20,000 of pure preventative might be the right course of action, because some of these preventative things, while nice, aren't going to enhance the ability to prevent water coming through. So, you know, it's really important to talk to a professional. It's really important to understand what the history is of the house through certain types of cycles, whether it's been rainy cycles, whether it's been freeze-thaw cycles, whether it's been those crazy events in the wintertime where we have snow and then rain right on top that really stress the foundation. So understanding when and if the water comes into the foundation will help the pro really understand what options are available and what really makes sense before you really put the money into the foundation repair or foundation renovation project. So talk to us. You know, we'll be happy to walk through. We can evaluate the foundation with you and really kind of get a good game plan together to make sure we enhance the renovation project that you have.
Well, thanks, Adam, for explaining how to prevent water leaks before a renovation project. If you have a basement water problem and think you need a professional, or if you'd like more information on foundation crack repair and basement waterproofing topics, please visit a1foundationcrackrepair.com or call Adam at 866-929-3171. Or you can email Adam at info@a1foundationcrackrepair.com. Thanks for listening, and keep that basement dry.